Governor Gretchen Whitmer today announced loosening restrictions on some Michigan businesses, including medical and dental operations, and on small gatherings just in time for the holiday weekend. But before you get ready to head out that door, we've invited Capital Bureau Chief Rick Pluta to detail what the governor said and what restrictions remain. Rick, hi there.
Hello.
Can you give us a little bit more information about what the governor said regarding appointments and retail at this time?
Yeah, that in retail, we're talking about car dealerships, which is certainly one that's gotten a lot of attention. And it's not that you can just go and roam the dealerships right now and check out the different colors and models, but you have to make an appointment, and it's one person at a time that, you know, all of the social distancing, face covering, those sort of restrictions are still in place. You can just now go to more places. Gatherings of 10 people or fewer are allowed, and that takes place right away. The others are going to be, basically, they're going to play out over the next couple of weeks. And the governor says that because we're having success with what's happened already, she's going to issue new orders that loosen the existing restrictions. And then we're going to wait a couple weeks and see how it goes, because that's how much time it kind of takes to see how this is going to impact the spread of COVID-19.
So if I'm getting this right, if people have outstanding non-emergency medical appointments or dental appointments, they might be able to start making those happen?
Exactly. And veterinarian visits as well. But yes.
Starting next week, yes?
Starting next week.
Great. Did she give any hints as to what factors she's looking at now and what areas of concern might exist going forward?
Well, I think she did more than hint that she said that they're looking at the rates of increase, how many new cases that they're getting, where are they seeing the new cases, and how quickly is it spreading? Those are the data points that she's looking at to make these decisions about, you know, loosening restrictions on gatherings and economic activity.
Was the state's chief medical officer there with her today? Did Dr. Khaldun have any new information about hard numbers about how we're doing?
Dr. Khaldun was not there today. She had some kind of a conflict someplace else that she had to be. And so the governor instead brought some people who owned businesses that will be allowed to partially reopen, car dealership owners. And they're saying that, you know, this is the right time that they think that they're ready to reopen their businesses, even though it's on a partial basis, that everything is going to be by appointment. And the same is true of doctors, dentists, and veterinarians. They no longer have to restrict their businesses to only emergency services, but they can start to schedule non-emergency visits as well.
Was there any expression of concern about whether the pent-up demand might drive people to go out more quickly or perhaps a little bit more hastily than they absolutely need to?
Not a specific expression of concern about that specific circumstance, but certainly the governor keeps saying, be safe, be smart, practice social distancing, wear your masks, and if you don't really have to take a trip, then don't.
Rick Pluta covers the Capital Bureau in Lansing for Michigan's public radio stations. Rick, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, April.